from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I would say that this has had many twists and turns, and until there's final resolution, you don't know. But the 49ers want to keep him. They don't want to trade him. They've never wanted to trade him. They've wanted to get a deal worked out with him. The deal has been elusive. The player was the one who requested the trade. The player was the one who tweeted at Mike Tomlin. The 49ers were not interested in doing those sorts of things. They were interested in getting a deal done because they wanted to keep the player. And now they're at a point where they'd like to try to figure it out. That would be their goal.
Adam Schefter on the saga that has been Steelers, Niners, and Brandon Ayuk. We'll get to the joint practice coming up between these two teams. We do not expect Brandon Ayuk to be at this practice. I've seen the photoshops of Ayuk in a Steelers jersey, but I don't think he's going to be there today. Andrew Filippone, of course, talks Steelers and Pittsburgh sports, former WGR host, friend, colleague, joins us on the Western Highland. Andrew, good morning.
That was the last we heard from Schefter. He's been eerily, oddly quiet on what is the biggest story in the NFL right now. That was Monday, Jeremy. He took Tuesday off, Wednesday off from Ayuk talk, and here we are Thursday.
Yeah.
He has not reported a thing. I think he's tired of it, too. I think he's been he has been pulled in so many different directions. He has taken a personal stand. Until I get a text that says everyone has signed off on this deal, I guess he's not going to say anything about it anymore.
Yeah, there have been reports that a framework to a deal has been agreed to. That's going back even to last week. Andrew, I'll be honest. Like, if this were me, and I'm a fan of the Steelers, if they don't get it done, even though it's a thing that didn't happen and never really did happen, it will feel like they have lost Brandon Ayuk to me.
I agree, Jer. I think that that's probably the popular sentiment here. I'll only speak for myself on it, though. I mean, I can completely, I can completely agree with that, actually, because I think the Steelers have had their eggs in this basket since probably around the draft, thinking, or even knowing, that Ayuk was not going to bend. He was not going to play for $14 million in San Francisco, and that his agent was going to try to steer him to the team that his client wanted to play for. And that would include saying no, hell no, actually, to New England. Not as convinced that the Cleveland thing got as far as it's been reported, but definitely saying no to the Patriots and wanting to try and conduct this thing the same way Tyreek Hill did his departure for Miami, and almost try to make this like a de facto free agent situation where the player thinks he has the leverage to get to the team he wants to play with. So the analogy we've made here in Pittsburgh is it does seem a lot like when Erik Karlsson got traded to the Penguins, and that Karlsson had a legit no-trade clause but would only accept the deal to one or two teams, and that allowed for the Penguins to give up basically their bad players to get him. And it looks like the Steelers are trying to push the same hard bargain with San Francisco to get Ayuk here.
Is the idea that the Niners would want a receiver back in return kind of like the Pickens, I guess, is what I want to get to here. That would off the table for Pittsburgh completely, you think, that if the Niners say we need a receiver back and they say him, then the Steelers are saying absolutely not?
Yeah, Joe, that's been, you know, that since this trade was first bandied about by the two teams in early April, San Francisco was told straight up that's a non-starter. They're not going to – they need wide receivers. They're not going to trade a young, good one who's cheap to get a young, expensive one, albeit I get it. Ayuk is an upgrade over Pickens. Their problem is that they have horrible wide receiver depth, and that wouldn't change if they traded George Pickens to San Francisco. I honestly have never believed that part of it. Now, I get it. You know, Kendrick Bourne was in the New England deal, and allegedly Cooper was in the Cleveland deal. But I don't really understand why San Francisco, quote, needs a wide receiver when they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round, and they like to tell people that Juwan Jennings is much better than the role he's had with them the last couple of years. So, I mean, the point I would make is if the Steelers had drafted, I don't know, Brian Thomas Jr. in the first round, would they be chasing Brandon Ayuk like this? No, because they would feel like they have two really good wide receivers. And I would think with Deebo Samuel, George Kittle drafting Pearsall, San Francisco doesn't need a wide receiver. And I also find it very far-fetched that they've required a third team gets in on the trade like it's 1987. They're trying to make the Eric Dickerson trade all over again. Three team trades just don't exist in the NFL. I wish they did. It would make the league more fun, but it's just like something that hasn't happened in almost 40 years now.
Andrew Filipponi joining us on the Western Hotline. Joint practice today, Bills and Steelers. Before we get into the juicy stuff I want, which is who's most likely to fight from Pittsburgh. We've got some names for you for the Bills if we maybe get some fights today. The quarterback situation in Pittsburgh there, like, it's very interesting. Two names people know. Is this a Russell Wilson, it's his job, and we see how it goes in the regular season? How do you see it playing out as the season goes along?
It's exactly that. It's exactly that. Wilson will start, and I think the calf injury was convenient in that it allowed for them to look at Justin Fields with first team players for the first time all offseason, because he did zero of that in mini camp and OTAs. So they got exposure for the younger, more promising long-term potential laden player through that inexplicable, unexcusable calf injury from Russell Wilson that would have caused me to fire my entire strength and conditioning staff because of the way it happened. But they promised Russell Wilson when they signed him that he would start. Mike Tomlin would have to go back on his word on that. That's why they were able to secure his services for just the league minimum. They gave him their word that he was going to start. And even though Tomlin said, pole position and it's a competition, that was just coach speak to try to motivate guys. I mean, he'll say that every position is a competition, even outside linebacker with T.J. Watt, even though we know it's not. So I think that the question really is, how much did Justin Fields do to shorten the leash on Wilson once the season starts? And I do think he's eaten into that considerably, even though his first preseason game was not very good. If Wilson gets off to the kind of start he did in Denver last year, then I would expect Justin Fields to be the Steelers' starting quarterback by October.
Okay.
Are they from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are they going to use Fields in like other ways? Do you think it's just Wilson, or are they going to do like packages with Fields along the way?
Well, if they are, Joe, they're waiting until their practices become private and fans aren't there with their phones, and reporters aren't allowed to give out every detail of practice to incorporate that and integrate that into the offense. They've done zero of it so far, none of it. They didn't do it in spring practices. They didn't do it in any of the 16 training camp practices that they had, zero. I don't get it. I hope that it's a late kind of last-second addition to the offense. He is probably their best athlete, and it's shown up in a number of different ways. He is so such a threat with the football in his hands as a runner. I mean, he's their best runner. He's a better runner than Najee Harris with the ball. He's better than Jaylen Warren, who I like. But defenses would fear him with the ball as a runner way more than those two guys, because he can score a touchdown on any given play. And so I think it would be a complete waste to not want to take advantage of that, given the fact that your starting quarterback is 36-year-old Russell Wilson and not Josh Allen in his prime or Patrick Mahomes in his prime. So with Arthur Smith having, I think, the background where he's, you know, liked mobile quarterbacks, then I would be very disappointed if when we get to the regular season there isn't at least a package or a wrinkle in the Steelers' offense where they're getting Justin Fields involved.
Which Steelers players are most likely to fight today? We've got Kyer Elam as our number one. He's a corner. We like
Kyer Elam.
We like Elam and Pickens as like the most likely matchup today in a fight.
Will, is Elam the kind of guy that will remind him of his fumble in the playoff game and go to that well, do you think? Is he someone
that... He's a talker. You know? I could see him being even prepared with that. It's possible, yeah.
Yeah. Well, George is very emotional and temperamental. Now, he has not gotten any huge fights in training camp in the 3 years he's been here, but we see it in games. Guys attempt to get under his skin all the time. I don't mind that at all. I mean, that's very possible. Who are other Steelers who would get in a fight? They got some big guys on the offensive line. Zach Frazier, he was a college wrestler. So he's not really someone I would want to mess with.
McDermott's going to challenge him straight up.
Yeah, cauliflower ear going on. He's into woodworking on the side. He is a tough customer. Alandon Roberts is someone who is no stranger to getting confrontational. He's done that in Steelers practice somewhat. He is what you would call a hard hat, lunchbox type inside linebacker. So I think some of those guys. Will Kyle Allen try to mix it up with his former team? Mm. Will he start trash talking? I would advise against that.
How about,
he's not a very good football player.
How about Allen Trubisky, just head-to-head?
The former backup quarterbacks.
Trubisky. Everything I've heard of him, and I can say because I've met him and we've been around each other, would be the most surprising individual to get in the fight because he's quite literally maybe the nicest guy I've met in professional football. I put it to the test in the celebrity softball game. I hit him last in the batting order. I put him 10th, and he did not complain. And I actually took that as a bad sign. I don't want a starting quarterback who's willing to hit 10th in a batting order.
Yeah. On Trubisky, on him being like one of the, a nice guy is not, foreign. I've heard that too. Wasn't there, you tell me if I'm wrong on this, wasn't there a thing with him in a locker room fight though while he was in Pittsburgh, or did I just think of a different quarterback?
No, that was given as a reason for why he was benched when he was the starter 2 years ago. What happened was they were playing the Jets and Deontay Johnson did not get his foot in bounds in the back of the end zone, which was kind of it was really part of the repertoire and the bag of tricks with Johnson, where for this great route runner that he's proclaimed to be, he would make boneheaded plays like that all the time, and it cost the Steelers a score. And Trubisky apparently lit into him at halftime, and it caused this whole fracas where they were basically face to face, and there were a little bit of shoving going on. And Tomlin claims that was the tipping point for him to bench Trubisky in that game and go to Pickett for the second half, which I think is completely ridiculous. I think Tomlin was looking for an open play Pickett the entire time, and he just used that as a way of putting his first-round pick quarterback in and sending Trubisky to the bench. But
Good
memory, Joe.
All right.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Andrew, thanks, and enjoy the game. I mean, Paul Skeens pitches on Friday.
Yeah, why do I have people claiming at me on Twitter that you've cursed the Pirates?
Well, because I made me and Skeens have a bit of a budding friendship, and I was at the Arizona game that they blew when really this whole landslide started, and there was eye contact made during the start several times, and I felt like we had a few moments that were shared, and then the Pirates went and blew a 4-0 lead and have not won a game since. So he pitches Friday, but guys, it's so sad. I mean, it's miserable here now. They've lost 10 in a row. It's very Sabres-esque, Jeremy, in that there is such a deep down desire and yearningness, if that's a word, for the Pirates to be good. And they just chip at our soul every year. And it is, but we keep coming back. We can't help ourselves. You know, you're probably looking at training camp rosters and trying to figure out who's going to fit into their bottom six, who their best young players are with the Sabres. I know you. You're very intense. I was at a restaurant with you where you were watching a game on your phone. You're just into it that way.
Yeah.
Even though the drought is on with them. So I don't know. It's sad. People get their hopes up all the time with the Pirates, and they get let down.
Andrew, thank you.
Yep. A lot of kickoff stuff today, guys. That's what I've heard.
Good.
Okay,
good.
Awesome.
A lot of the things that they would not put into practice because they didn't want moles and people to see are going to be done behind the scenes here. The bag, the tricks are coming out of the bag. The aces are coming out of their sleeves today, apparently,
from
what I've heard.
All right. Very good.
See ya.
Thanks. Andrew Filippone. The tricks are coming out. I downloaded the College Football 25 playbook. There's an online playbook you can download that's all the trick plays.
Yeah.
Yeah. And double pass, reverse pass, trick plays. Give me some trick plays. Why isn't the preseason all trick plays?
Right. You're
think of all the things the other team has to plan for.
Technically, you're still hiding it because you know you're not going to do all of that during the
it's just like the draft. Or are you?
Yeah.
Oh, they did that. Now we know to not plan for that. Ha-ha. We're going to do it.
We're going to have a left tackle, run a reverse, and throw a pass to our tight end. Good luck expecting that in the regular season.
Sal at 8 will get his thoughts on the practice and on a Corey Davis idea if the Bills are going to make that move. And they worked him out. That's the report. They worked him out, but there's no signing at this point. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.